About 3 weeks ago at house church, we had a young couple walk in, and they were there for the first time, and I really didn't know them that well, but we started praying, and I saw them in like a cage, the two of them, and then the cage was slowly opening, and there was a dawn coming over the horizon. There was the light was coming into the cage, and they were both just kind of waking up, and their eyes were just kind of coming open. I saw them together, like they were huddled together, and their eyes were kind of blurry, but they were open, and the light was beginning to shine on them. So we prayed for them that night, and then we taught, and they were brave enough to come back the next week, because I embarrassed them in front of everybody the first time. And they came back the next week, and we talked about the law and a little bit of what I preached about last week, and the Holy Spirit working through us. And then I got a text from this young brother, and he asked me a question, and he said, would you please baptize me and my wife? So I said, I'd be honored to. Can you come over to my house and let's have dinner and let's talk about that? So Colton and Shannon came over to my house. Could you guys stand up, please, so everybody can see your pretty faces? This is a sweet couple. How many of you know Zeb and Candy LaClef? Anybody know them? So this is Zeb's little sister, and he's repented at house church for how he treated her when he was growing up. So he's a nicer brother now. And Colton works with Zeb, and they're just a precious couple. And so they came over to our house the other night for dinner. They have a beautiful little daughter named Sawyer, and we began to talk about what the Spirit was doing in their lives. And so I asked them, what's your experience with the Holy Spirit, and what's happened with you, and how has he brought you to this place? And I'm just going to paraphrase. I'm not going to embarrass him and make him speak in front of everybody, but Cole said he was here for our Easter service, really had no experience with the Lord or with church growing up. And he can't remember what the sermon was about, but he heard the word and his guts, he said, started churning inside of him. And I asked, if anybody feels that way, would they stand and receive ministry? And he did. He felt that way, and he felt the Lord. He said, I felt the Lord drawing my heart. And so I said, what happened after that? And he said, well, that day I received Jesus as my Savior, and I asked him to come and live inside of me. I said, well, what's it been like since then, Colton? Because he didn't even tell his wife. Nobody knew. So what's it been like since then? He said, I'm thinking differently now, and I want to be at church, and I want to be in the scriptures and all this kind of stuff. Shannon's story is different. She was raised more in the church, and she's had a more slow progression of being opened up to the Lord, but she wants more. Is that right? She's hungry for more. So I have the honor of baptizing this precious couple this afternoon, and I just wanted to introduce you to them. This is worth our time, amen? Because I want you guys as fathers and mothers and aunts and uncles and cousins and brothers and sisters in the faith to gather around this couple. I want you to pray for them. When you see them, I want you to encourage them. I want you to be listening to the Holy Spirit. They're coming to our house church weekly. They're showing up here. But I really want them to grow in grace and truth. I want them to have the full inheritance that God has promised for them.